out there. You are listening to Hey Julie at julieland.com. No, I'm not Julie Ashton. Actually, I'm Harry Weiss sitting in for Julie Ashton. She's off having a baby. You know, it's funny. The girl can't bake, but she's got some bun in the oven.
You know? What can I say?
I hope, you know, it just comes out right. You never know with her. I don't think she's ever made a souffle that stood up.
See, I wouldn't know.
And we are here with Miss Daphne Rosen.
That's right.
Of
DaphneRosen.com, DaphneRosen.com.
Do you also have a site? Daphne's got one huge set of Hooters.com.
No, but I think someone else has a fake site.
Because you do have one huge set of Hooters.
Yes, they're my little friends.
Okay, how long have you had big boobs?
Since I was 10 or 11.
10 or 11. How big were they then?
I was about a B cup at that age, which is huge for that
age. For that age, yeah.
I needed a bra very early on, although I didn't quite realize it because my parents are sort of along the lines of like hippie-ish, like just short of a commune, although I visited them when I was younger.
Okay, excuse me.
Yes.
Rosen is a typical Jewish name.
Yes.
Jewish hippies?
Yes. They exist.
What was that? Oi, could you pass the joint? Stop bogarting.
You know? Although they swear they never did drugs, which I really believe. But
well, they smoked it, but they didn't inhale, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
But they were always really liberal about sex, and I was definitely the little kid who would run around naked for like a very, very long time. And so I always had to be told to do things.
Run
like,
around naked where?
Wherever I could. As long as I could.
Down the streets, what?
Wherever, whenever, however. I'd still be doing it, except for at about age 8, I was told that I absolutely had to start wearing clothes all the time.
At 8 years old.
Mm.
Wow.
And so the same thing went with a bra. I was completely willing to go free and braless, but I was a dancer.
Okay, so when did you start getting into dancing?
When I was 3 years old.
Wait, I'm excuse me, how old?
3. I'm talking about real dancing. Like okay. dancing, like jazz, thinking, ballet. Okay.
My mind went right to the titty bar.
Sick boy. But when you're dancing and you've got boobs and you're not wearing a bra.
You tip over a lot.
Well, not so much tip over, but you stop moving, your boobs don't. So I literally had
to
have.
So stop and the boobs would go and slam against the wall or
basically,
something.
Basically. Okay. So I had to have a friend tell her mother to tell my mother that I really ought to start wearing a bra.
Oh, wow.
So I guess that's where I came from.
That kind of killed an ice skating career and all that kind of stuff. Because you know how those ice skaters spin around?
Mm-hmm.
And with those boobs flying around, you just clear the ice.
But honestly, by the time I was in high school, I needed to be wearing 3 bras on stage so that I could physically dance. But I sit and watch old videos of myself, and all you can see is these 2 big boobs bouncing around. It's
that's
like the
all I
focus
see right
on
now.
Stage.
What kind of dancing were you doing then?
Jazz, ballet, lyrical, tap.
River?
I tried to do river dancing, but I just
sweetheart,
I
swear to God,
a little too much.
If you were river dancing, they'd be flopping up, giving you 2 black eyes.
Well, the whole thing with river dancing is you're supposed to keep your upper body really still and just move the bottom part. It just doesn't work for me.
It's kind of like fucking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They move around a lot then, too.
Okay. So have you ever done titty bar dancing, stripping?
I have. I did it for a summer. I'm going to begin featuring within the next month, actually. And so I had wanted to practice to get on stage and see how the whole thing went. It was back when I was going to school in Amherst. And I did it during the summer. I was completely the big fish in the little pond, and I just had so much fun with it.
So any of the Amherst alumni will be flipping through their book right now, their yearbook, looking for your picture?
Mm-hmm. I don't talk about that.
Okay.
You might not find my name exactly how it is, but it's in there. I've been questioned about that as well.
Oh, have you?
I received an email recently saying, I went through all the rosters for all the years at Amherst College, and I talked to all my friends that have come from there, and I couldn't find you anywhere. So I was thinking, hey, dummy.
Wait a minute. Are you trying to say Daphne Rosen's not your real name?
It is not my full and legal name. There's been a little change to it. It's close, though, but I'm not going to give away all I'm not going to give it all away. No.
Okay. Okay. So you and I have known each other for a little while now.
A little while.
We actually do the thing with the microphones quite often, don't we?
We do. We're typically separated by a big black ball. Meaning the thing on the microphone.
Yeah, okay. The microphone cover. Actually, we're usually separated by a little bit by a desk.
Oh, I try and ignore that stuff.
I got the little controllers there. You and I do an internet radio show every week.
That we do.
And it's every Thursday night. Mm-hmm. At 9 o'clock
Pacific Standard Time, which is 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time,
and it's on ksexradio.com.
Mm-hmm.
And because
streaming live every week,
yes, and because you and I are of the same faith,
yes,
we got put together.
Mm-hmm.
And I came up with I like to think an interesting name for the show.
I thought it was great.
And the name of the show is
Two Live Jew.
Exactly.
And that's what I got it right.
Two Live Jew. But it's not about being Jewish in one mm-hmm. of these, you know, religious things.
No.
It's just about entertaining and the sex business, the world in general, just from our viewpoints. And both of us being Jewish, we tend not to agree on things and have our own opinion.
It's all about controversy and curves.
So we get to talk about that. Now, some of these girls have in the business have a list of what they do
mm-hmm.
and what they don't.
Yes.
Okay. You do guys.
I do guys.
You do girls.
I do girls. And I love
you
them
do
both.
Take cock in the ass.
I do take cock in the ass and enjoy it.
And you also take, you do interracial.
I love interracial.
Yes, you do. Anyone with either black or with a really good tan. Okay. And I've seen you take a big black cock in your ass.
All the way. Balls deep, baby.
And earlier this week,
mm-hmm.
You took on two cocks at a time.
That I did. I did a double penetration. Did you ever hear the story about my very, very first double penetration?
Well, if it was at age 6, I don't want to hear it.
It was not at age 6.
Okay.
It was, I wanted to start doing it in the industry because I love challenges. And I'll try anything once, see if I like it, and then go from there.
Okay.
So I was all like set and primed to try double penetration.
However, long have you been in the adult business now?
For a little over 3 years.
Okay. And how long were you in the adult business before you tried your first double penetration?
It was about a year ago.
Okay.
So I was in for about two years.
For those listening don't know what it is, it's taking a cock in your pussy and your ass at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, have you done an airtight? Airtight is one step further.
Okay.
Okay. Pussy's full, cock's full, mouth is full. You become airtight.
I can see how that term would be used. I have not tried that yet, but it's not necessarily something It's not necessarily something I wouldn't do.
All right, so you're up for if the opportunity came along, you'd do it.
Yeah, you suck a cock too.
Yeah, yeah.
What the hell?
Why not? Okay,
but
so real quick, what was your first DP like?
So I was doing.
And who were you working with?
I was doing a scene, and it was Brett Rockman, Johnny Thrust, and some chick I don't know who she was, and myself, and it was just a girl guy anal scene.
Okay.
The girl had to go to the bathroom.
So there was no plan to do DP.
There was no plan to do DP. Okay. The girl had to go to the bathroom. So I turned to the two gentlemen as they were sitting on the couch stroking themselves. And I said,
using the term loosely.
And I said, may I ask you a favor? Would it be at all possible if you guys could DP me real quick? I just want to see how I can handle it.
Well, don't you
they
usually
didn't say
get
no.
paid extra for that?
Well, I wasn't on film. Okay. I wasn't filming it.
Oh.
I just wanted to see if I could manage it and how I liked it. And
okay.
They jumped at the chance and I
So you were
like
just
a
having a little off-screen Daphne time.
Yes.
Okay.
And it went quite well. So I said,
like?
You know what? I can do this.
What does it feel like?
It feels great because
is it like stuffing a turkey?
Just like stuffing a turkey. The thing is that when you have a cock in your ass, for a lot of women, you want to put your hand down on your pussy. Like you want to touch it and you want to feel it. And almost block the hole up. So you got a cock in there. Your hands are free to like touch your tits, touch your clit, touch the guys, whatever the fuck you want to do with them.
Okay.
Makes life easier.
I have to take your word for it because I've never had a cock in my ass.
Plus, you don't have a pussy.
Plus, I don't have a pussy.
Except for when you're playing Julie.
Yeah. But actually, if Julie Ashton was here, Julie was quite the anal queen in her time.
So she'd probably know what I was talking
about. She would probably know. She has taken, well, you know, Julie and I have known each other and been pretty close for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Julie had asked me, hey, so what do you, you know, you've been in the business. You've done sales and directing and producing and stuff and all sorts of stuff. What do you think of my scenes?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I don't watch your scenes. And she said, why not? She was like offended.
Uh-huh.
And I had to go on and explain to her that we're so close. Like, you know, she's like my sister almost.
Yeah.
That I don't want to watch her having sex.
I would feel wrong.
Which kills me because I can't watch, you know, people in the industry who I've become friends with. I can't mm-hmm. watch them have sex anymore.
I can understand that.
You know, so are we going someplace with this?
Well, I did want to make sure that we stuck in there the little
Julie
stats.
So could discuss this with you.
Yes, just not in front of you.
Well, I did see one scene of her, and she had no problem taking Shawn Michaels up the ass.
See? We could do a scene together.
Now, there was screaming going on, but I believe they were screams of pleasure.
I can understand that. I've been there.
Because there would not be screams of pleasure if anyone tried to come to your mind. Now, do you think it's, you know, the two guys are in there,
mm-hmm.
and there's very thin membrane of skin separating their two dicks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people in the industry say, you know, doing that's gay because you're rubbing your dick up against another guy. What do you think?
Gay, straight, I think it's a whole spectrum. I think that there's super gay people, super straight people, but most of us are somewhere in the middle. And so to say a act is a gay act, I just think is a stupid conversation.
So everything's no shades of gray to you?
It is. It is. I'm a very shades of gray kind of person. I can always see both sides of a situation.
All right. How would you feel if the guys are, because the guys are facing each other when they give you the DP.
No, not typically. Usually one's underneath you and one's on top of you.
Okay. Suppose they're facing each other, though, but they're looking. I mean, one's underneath you. You're sitting on him and the other guy's facing you.
So one guy's looking at your head and one guy's looking at your eyes.
Right. Would you be offended if they're like, yo, dude, giving each other high fives that they're, you know, DPing you?
No, to each his own. Whatever works for a person is down with me.
Okay. What are you like off screen? You're single? Okay.
I am single.
And what is your sex life off screen like?
It's active. I, if, you know, it,
you
it's,
hold
it's
lotteries?
Depending.
Or how do you decide on partners off screen?
You know, I have the few in my Rolodex. I, you know, there are times that I meet people.
Do you have regular booty callers?
I do have regular booty callers.
Okay.
And so sometimes I'll call them. It depends on how tired my little pussy is, though. If she's worn out, I do give her breaks every once in a while.
You know, you would think you need to give it a break once in a while.
She's got a very strong personality.
You know,
sometimes I can't.
We're in Southern California. It gets hot. Sometimes the engine overheats.
You know?
You just got to let it sit by the side of the road for a little while.
Stats now, real quick. I have to let people know.
Stats.
That I have a 34G. Because we talked that they were big. But we didn't let people know what they were. That it's 41 inches around my tit.
And G stands for God, that's big.
I can't tell you how many times I've heard that joke. But it's still funny, I swear.
I think I was one of the first to do it, though.
Probably.
Yeah.
And my waist is 24 and my hips are 41. So I am the perfect hourglass.
You said 34.
41.
41.
24.
24.
41.
41.
I have to get
so
that there.
So if I turn
just
you
so
over.
Just so people can picture me.
You're an hourglass.
Yes.
So if I turn you upside down, sand falls out of your ass, what?
I don't know. I haven't
What's
tried it.
What's this hourglass stuff?
You know what an hourglass is.
I know what an hourglass is. It's full of sand. You want the sand falling out. Why did you go so big?
What do you mean?
Well, eventually they got to stop growing.
I love boobs. Absolutely love boobs. And why not have big boobs?
Okay. How do you decide how big? For women who want to get implants.
It
I mean,
completely
you know,
depends
you see,
on the woman's
shape. You see so
shape.
Many strippers who can't stand upright because they keep falling off their, you know, their eight-inch stiletto heels.
I've never actually seen somebody fall over because their boobs were too big.
Okay, I mean,
but it's two things. For one, it's your figure, what your figure can handle, how, you know, your shoulders and your waist and all of that other stuff, how big your figure can handle, so that you don't look ridiculous. So but what does looking ridiculous mean?
So let me ask you a question.
To each his own.
Say a girl puts on a little weight,
mm-hmm.
gets a little more of her ass and hips going.
Mm-hmm.
Just get bigger boobs and that offsets it?
Well, if you've gained weight.
Do you
weight,
recommend that, or do you recommend, hey, maybe you should ease off the chocolate bars?
Often if you gain weight, your boobs grow as well.
Okay.
So that finishes that sentence right there.
Fine, be that way. If, you know, by the odd chance, that I was going to get the opportunity
mm-hmm.
to pleasure you.
Okay.
How would I go about doing that?
It's a tough question. Because I am a Gemini.
And assume I've got the equipment
to
satisfy.
True blue Gemini. Well, that's the thing, is that because I'm a Gemini, my mood and my mode changes, literally can change from like second to second. So sometimes I really like, you know, a guy to like pin me down and take me. And then sometimes I like the like slow romantic kisses and stuff. Sometimes I like to just like feel a hard cock in my hand. And sometimes I like when the guy goes down on me.
Okay. Well, let me tell you, okay, as if you haven't figured out by now,
mm-hmm.
I'm a guy, and like
you
all
are?
Guys, okay, we don't know what the fuck you girls want when you want it.
I'm very descriptive at the moment.
How do you let us know?
From moment to moment, I personally am very descriptive.
All right, say,
do this, do that.
Say, you know, we're watching, sitting on the couch watching Jeopardy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How do you let me know you want some and how you want it?
See, I'm a unique chick. I'm not like a lot of the other girls out there. A lot of the other girls would sort
I've
of
I've heard that before.
would sort of, you know, maybe saunter around in a little sexy outfit. I'm pretty straightforward. If I want it, I'm going to take it.
So, in what way?
If you're watching Jeopardy, I mean, I'm a conscientious person, so I'm going to ask how into the show you are, and if you're willing to switch away from the show to please me, and as long as you're receptive, then I'm going to go to town.
Okay, so basically, would you like to stick around for Double Jeopardy, or should I suck your cock?
Basically.
Okay, well, just say it. That's what I just guys want. Just say it. Now, once again, your website is?
DaphneRosen.com. DaphneRosen.com.
And if we go on your site, what do we get to see?
You get to see me doing everything, lots of pictures. But you also get to see a bunch of my girlfriends doing all sorts of stuff in various stages of dress and such.
Okay. Your boobs.
My boobs.
What are their names?
They change from year to year.
Come on. Right? Girls have names just like guys name their dick. Girls name their tits.
No, you know,
what are the current names?
I don't have one currently. I'm searching for a good one. So if any of you out there have any suggestions, go ahead and shoot me an email.
Okay.
Because I'm searching for good ones.
Email name Daphne's tits. What about doing a contest on your website? Name Daphne's tits.
I like it.
Okay. So then go to DaphneRosen.com.
Mm-hmm.
For name Daphne's tits.
Yes.
And they can email you and get in touch with you.
Absolutely. Daphne okay. at DaphneRosen.com.
Well, you know, time is short and we don't
Thus
get
is.
To explore all the depths of Daphne.
But you can learn more about me at that website.
And considering the size of cocks you've taken in you, there are quite some depths. But we're going to have to do it at another time.
All right.
I want to thank everyone for listening to Hey Julie at JulieLand.com.
Hey Julie.
What more can you ask for?